And was he a good din, this Kennedy? Roland asked, resuming his normal voice. It carried well in the silence. Susanna realized a rather lovely thing. For once, she wasn't cold. Even though this close to the roaring river, the air was dank as well as chill. She was too focused on the world around her to be cold, at least for the present.
Well, not everyone thought so. Certainly the nut who shot him didn't, but I did, she said. He told folks when he was running that he meant to change things. Probably less than half the voters thought he meant it, because most politicians lie for the same reason a monkey swings by his tail, which is to say because he can. But once he was elected, he started in doing the things he'd promised to do. There was a showdown over a place called Cuba, and he was just as brave as... Well, let's just say you would have been pleased to ride with him. When some folks saw just how serious he was, the motherfucks hired the nut to shoot him.
Oswald. She nodded, not bothering to correct him, thinking that there was nothing to correct, really. Oswald, Oz, it all came around again, didn't it? And Johnson took over when Kennedy fell.
Yep.
How did he do?
Was too early to tell when I left, but he was more the kind of fella used to playing the game. Go along to get along, we used to say. Do you ken it?
Yes, indeed, he said. And, Susanna, I think we've arrived.
Roland brought Hofat's luxury taxi to a stop. He stood with the handles wrapped in his fists, looking at Lacasse Roy Roos. 2. Here the King's Way ended, spilling into a wide, cobbled forecourt that had once no doubt been guarded as assiduously by the Crimson King's men as Buckingham Palace was by the beef-eaters of Queen Elizabeth. An eye that had faded only slightly over the years was painted on the cobbles in scarlet. From ground level, one could only assume what it was, but from the upper levels of the castle itself, Susanna guessed, the eye would dominate the view to the northwest.